ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवं। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे। सर्वशास्त्राब्दि पीयूष सर्ववेदैक सत्फल सर्वसिद्धांत रत्नाढ्य सर्वलोकैक दृक्प्रद सर्वभागवत प्राण श्रीमद्भागवत प्रभो कलिध्वान्तोदितादित्य श्रीकृष्ण परिवर्तित परमानंद पाठाय प्रेम वर्षक्षराय ते सर्वदा सर्वसेव्याय श्रीकृष्णाय नमोस्तु मे। मदेक बंधो मत्संगी मद्गुरो मद्महाधन मन्निस्तारक मद्भाग्य मदानंद नमोस्तुते। असाधु साधु तादाई अति नीचोच्चताकर हानमुंच कदाचिन्माम प्रेमणा हृत्कंठयो स्फुर। बिफोर बिगिनिंग भागवतम श्रील सनातन गोस्वामी प्रेज लाइक दिस। We'll begin Srimad Bhagavatam. Today is Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 4th chapter, 8th verse. Kindly repeat. Aho Prajapatipatir Bhagavan Hariravyaya Vanaspatin Oshadhischa Sasar Jorjam Isham Vibhu. Word for word. Aho, alas, Prajapatipati, the Lord of all the Lords of created beings, Bhagavan Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, Avyaya, indestructible, Vanaspatin, the trees and plants, Oshadhihi, the herbs, Cha, and Sasarja, created, Urjam, invigorating, Isham, food, Vibhu, the Supreme Being. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Hari, is the master of all living entities, including all the Prajapatis, such as Lord Brahma. Because He is the all-pervading and indestructible master, He has created all these trees and vegetables as eatables for other living entities. Kindly repeat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Hari, is the master of all living entities, including all the Prajapatis, such as Lord Brahma. because He is the all-pervading and indestructible Master, He has created all these trees and vegetables as eatables for other living entities. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki Soma, the predominating deity of the moon, reminded the Prachetas that this vegetation had been created by the Lord of Lords to provide food for everyone. If the Prachetas tried to kill them off, their own subjects would also suffer, for trees are also required for food. So before beginning Srimad Bhagavatam, I offered certain prayers to Srimad Bhagavatam. These are prayers by Srila Sanatan Goswami. Srila Sanatan Goswami prays, Sarva Shastra Abdi Piyusha, this Srimad Bhagavatam, Sarva Shastra Abdi, amongst the large ocean of literature, this Srimad Bhagavatam is the Piyusha, or the churned nectar. Sarva Vedaika Satphala, and amongst all the Vedas, this is the true fruit. Sarva Siddhanta Ratnadya, it is embedded with all devotional conclusions. Sarva Loka Ekadrik Prada, and it is the one entity which provides vision to all the living entities. It provides true vision to all the living entities in all the worlds. Sarva Bhagavata Prana, Srimad Bhagavatam is the life and soul of all the devotees. Srimad Bhagavata Prabhu, and He is my dear Lord, Srimad Bhagavatam. Kali Dhvanta Udita Aditya, Srimad Bhagavatam is the sun which has arisen to dissipate the darkness of Kali Yuga. Shri Krishna Parivartita, it is as if Shri Krishna has returned for us in Kali Yuga. Paramananda Pathaya, by reading Srimad Bhagavatam one gets unlimited joy. Prema Varshyaksharayate, and in every word, in every alphabet or syllable, prema or love for Lord Krishna is dripping. Sarvada Sarva Sevyaya, in all times, all places and all circumstances, Srimad Bhagavatam is to be served by everyone. Shri Krishnaya Namostume, I offer my respects to Srimad Bhagavatam, who is literary incarnation, or who is incarnation of Lord Krishna. Madek Bandho, my only friend. Mat Sangi, my constant companion. Mat Guru, my guru. Man Mahadhana, and my great treasure. Man Nishtaraka, my deliverer. Mat Bhagya, my good fortune. Madananda, my joy. Namostute, I offer my respects to you. Asadhu Sadhuta Dai, to those who are asadhus or rogues, it will give sadhuta, or it will bestow saintliness on them. Ati Nich Uchchata Kara, and one who is Ati Nich, one who is extremely fallen, Srimad Bhagavatam will elevate such a person. Hanamuncha Kadachin Mam, O Srimad Bhagavatam, never leave me. Premna Hrit Kanthayosphura, with love always reside in my throat and my heart. This is the prayer which Srila Sanatana Goswami offers in Shri Krishna Leela Stav for Srimad Bhagavatam. We should pray to Srimad Bhagavatam like this, so that Srimad Bhagavatam will reveal itself to us. Coming to the verse, we should put the verse in context as to what is going on in this particular chapter. This verse is spoken to the Prachetas. So who are the Prachetas? The Prachetas are 10 sons of Prachin Bari. Who is Prachin Bari? Prachin Bari is one of the Prajapatis. He was born in the lineage of Swayambhuv Manu. Swayambhuv Manu, in his lineage, Prithu Maharaj was born. And in the lineage of Prithu Maharaj came Prachin Bari. Because Prachin Bari was so expert in executing Vedic sacrifices, he attained the post of Prajapati. Now, Prajapati means he has to maintain Praja, or he has to maintain the universe. But because he was instructed by Narad Muni about the ill effects of killing animals during Vedic sacrifices, therefore he gave up all the Vedic sacrifices and went to the forest to execute austerities. In his absence, he left the job of doing Prajapalan or maintaining the universe to his sons, Prachetas. But Prachetas also, being influenced by Narad Muni, they also went within the sea, within the ocean, and they were executing austerities. Now, because there was nobody to maintain the universe was overrun with wild creepers. And when the Prachetas saw that the universe was overrun with wild creepers, they wanted to destroy all these creepers by burning them off. At that time, Som arrived and he prayed, "Kindly do not do this." And in three verses, he gives three reasons. In this verse, he gives the first reason. First reason is that, please do not destroy these trees, these herbs, because they are created by Lord Hari, who is the Lord of everyone. And because there are many living entities for whom these trees provide nourishment. In Srimad Bhagavatam itself it is said, Jivo Jivasya Jivanam. The one living entity is food for another living entity. We cannot survive by eating stones, by eating sand. We have to survive by eating another living entity. We have to survive by eating another living entity, and therefore, not only us, but all other living entities have to survive on living entities. So the first reason is that because Lord Hari is the master of all these living entities, and because these living entities are food for other living entities, therefore please do not kill them. Secondly, the second reason will be given in the next verse, that trees are eaten by herbivores, or those who are eating grass. Those who eat grass, they are eaten by those who eat animals. And in this way, the entire food chain will be affected if you destroy the trees, because trees are connected to the entire food chain. And the third reason, which will be given in the 10th verse, is that you Prachetas have been given the order to maintain the universe, not to destroy it. But your father gave the order that you should maintain, not destroy it. So you should kindly follow the order of your father. Please don't deviate from that order. So, after having put the verse in context, there is one very important personality in this verse, and that is the personality who is speaking the verse, and that personality is Som. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada makes it clear that Som is the presiding deity of the moon. many times different scholars have different opinions about what exactly is Som. Some say that Som is a plant. Yeah, creeper. This opinion is given by Charak in Charak Samhita. He says that Som is a plant which is connected to the moon. On the full moon day, it has 15 leaves, and with every successful decrease in the moon, one leaf falls off. And when the moon increases again, then one leaf is added. There are many other meanings of this word Som. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu encouraged all of us always to look at any Srimad Bhagavatam verse from different points of view. It is said in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Krishna Tulya Bhagavat Vibhu Sarvashray Prati Shloke Prati Akshare Nana Arthakaya. This Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. It is Vibhu, it is all-powerful. And Sarvashray, it can give shelter to everyone. Prati shloke prati akshare nana arthakaya. In every verse, in every syllable, you can have many meanings. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu extracted more than 60 meanings from one verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is known as the Atmaram verse. Atmaramascha munayo nirgranthapyurukrame kurvantyahaitukim bhaktim ittham bhuta guno harihi. This verse is in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave more than 60 meanings for this one verse. So, the acharyas encouraged that we should try to look at Srimad Bhagavatam from different points of view. Srila Prabhupada always encouraged this, that we should study Srimad Bhagavatam from different angles or different points of view. This word Soma is very important, because all the Vedic sacrifices somehow or other are centered around Soma. In the Rig Veda, which currently consists of 10 mandals or 10 big books, the entire 9th mandal is dedicated to Soma. Because in the Chandogya Upanishad it is specified how whatever sacrifices we offer in the Vedic Yajna, the demigods receive mainly in the form of Som. It is the sense gratification of the demigods. There are many other meanings of Som. Many other meanings. One meaning of Som is Kuber. One meaning is Yamraj. One meaning is Vayu. But today specifically I want to concentrate on one meaning of Som. Because this meaning is extremely important for us Vaishnavas. Actually Vaishnavas are not very much interested in Karma Kanda. They are not interested. Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, Karma Kand, Jnana Kand, Kevala Vishera Bhand. This Karma Kand and Jnana Kand are like two pots of poison. So Vaishnavas are not interested to procure Somras or to procure Som in order to perform some Vedic sacrifice. For us, Som means Lord Shiva. For us, Soma means Lord Shiva. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains, Soma means Sa Uma, he who is with Uma Devi. He is known as Soma. In 3 days, the festival of Shivratri is arriving. And Lord Shiva is known as Somnath. There are 12 Jyotirlings in India, and the first one of them, which is located in Gujarat, is known as Somnath. So, question arises, because we are Vaishnavas, why do we have Shivratri on Vaishnav calendar? It's obvious that we should have Shivratri on Vaishnav calendar, because all Vaishnav tithis are following on the Vaishnav calendar, and Lord Shiva, we consider him to be the greatest Vaishnav. So Shivratri is because Lord Shiva is the greatest Vaishnav. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is given, Vaishnavanam yatha shambhu, that Lord Shiva is the greatest amongst all the Vaishnavs. But Shivratri is not the day of his appearance, because Lord Shiva was not born from a womb. Not born from any womb. Shivratri is the day where Lord Shiva created Shiva, or auspiciousness, for everybody in this world by drinking the pot of poison. On this day, his throat became blue-colored. His entire body is golden-colored. Whitish-golden. Karpur Gauram, which means that he is whitish-golden color. And his throat is blue-colored. Not as popularly he is shown purely blue-color. But that is not the actual color. Actual color is golden, whitish-golden. And the throat is blue-colored. There are many who are worshipping Lord Shiva, but they completely neglect Lord Vishnu. And there are many who are worshipping Lord Vishnu, they are completely neglecting Lord Shiva. As Vaishnavs, our calendar, in our Vaishnav calendar, Shivratri is falling. What is our duty? To just let it pass without doing anything. So we have certain duty towards Lord Shiva. Before we try to glorify him, we should know that Lord Shiva is Ashutosh, very easily pleased. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada says many times that we should be very careful in asking something from anyone besides Lord Krishna, especially Lord Shiva. Because he is pleased very quickly, especially for a Vaishnav. Vaishnav usually doesn't ask for many material opulences. But if he asks, and especially if he asks to Lord Shiva, very soon the request will be granted. So Vaishnavas have to be very careful in what we should ask from Lord Shiva, especially on Shivratri. It is on this night that Shivratri, on this night that Lord Shiva was very merciful and he took all the poison. All the nice foodstuffs offered to Lord Vishnu, Chappan Bhog, and all the poisonous substances, Lord Shiva. Dhatura, bhang, all poisonous substances. No doubt he is the purifier of the material world, because he accepted all the poison which is existing in the material world. If we read Hari Bhakti Vilas and we see what rules are given for Shivratri, sometimes we may think, who has written this Hari? Some Vaishnava has written or some Shaiva has written? Because the rules are given in such a way that one should fast on Shivratri, one should pray to Lord Shiva, one should chant the five syllable mantra, Namah Shivaya. One should chant the five syllable mantra on Shiva. It's given in Hari Bhakti Vilas. But Sanatan Goswami and Gopal Bhatt Goswami make it clear that it is optional, not compulsory. In those devotees whose family tradition is there that they should worship Lord Shiva, they may do it. But as Vaishnavas, what we should know about Lord Shiva, that's important. We should know some glories of Lord Shiva. And we should know how to pray to Lord Shiva on the Shivratri day. Our acharyas have given this technique, how to glorify Lord Shiva on Shivratri day. I'll speak about that in some time. But first, we should know about some glories of Lord Shiva. He resides just in the temple opposite us. But many of us may not have even visited him. Not even once. So we should know what are his glories and what is his importance for the Vaishnavas. What is his importance? The first thing is that all Vaishnavas, all people in India, when they learn to speak something, especially when they learn this language of Sanskrit, it is because of the mercy of Lord Shiva. Srila Jiva Goswami says in Harinamamrit Vyakaran that all these alphabets, they have come from Lord Narayana. And then Srila Jiva Goswami gives the list of alphabets. A, A, E, E, O, U. Then he gives all the alphabets. Ka, Kha, Ga. This is Ka varg. Cha, Cha, Ja. This is Cha varg. Ta, Tha, Dha. This is Ta varg. Ta, Tha, Da. This is Ta varg. Pa, Pha, Bha. It is Pa varg. Oh, and all the other alphabets. Ya, Ra, La, Va. All these alphabets. Srila Jiva Goswami says that these alphabets have come from Lord Narayana. Originally they have arisen from Lord Narayana. Previously, all the grammar that was taught was based on these teachings of Lord Narayana. But in Kali Yuga it became very difficult, because grammar alone consisted of 1 lakh verses. So nobody could learn this grammar which had arisen out of Lord Narayana. So Lord Shiva, by his great mercy, he sent his disciple Panini. And Panini wrote his grammar. It is known as Ashtadhyayi. And all people in India, including the Vaishnavas, including Srila Jiva Goswami, studied Panini's Vyakaran. Panini was the dullest student of his class. Panini could not understand Lord Vishnu's grammar. Kali Yuga had already begun. So they used to make fun of Panini. Panini went to the forest and prayed to Lord Shiva, "Please bless me." And Lord Shiva came and played his drum 14 times. And all the alphabets came out again. Not as A, A, E, E. They came out in a different fashion, twisted fashion. And such a fashion that Panini immediately understood all grammar. And wrote such a grammar that he replaced all grammars in this world. So Panini said that learning how to speak is known as Shabd Anushasan. Shabd Anushasan means learning how to speak, how to utter proper words. This today, all the Sanskrit literature that is available to us, we can understand and read it. It is because this grammar, this science of grammar, has been made available to us by Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva always carries this crescent moon on his head. Therefore, he is known as Somamouli or Chandramouli. The incident behind this is that Som had married 27 wives, and these were all daughters of Daksh Prajapati. These 27 were the 27 nakshatras: Rohini, Revati, Ashlesha, 27 nakshatras. But Chandra or Som was attached only to Rohini. Daksha requested many times, please be equal to all your wives, they are all my daughters. But Som would not listen. He was helplessly attached to only one wife, that is Rohini. So Daksha Prajapati cursed him that you are providing light to everyone. I curse you that all your light will immediately vanish. You will become a dark planet. So in order to rescue himself, Som went to the natural rival of Daksha, who is Lord Shiva. No, Lord Shiva is nobody's rival. Daksha used to consider himself the rival of Lord Shiva. So Som went to Lord Shiva and prayed, please save me. So Lord Shiva reduced the curse. And he said, 15 days you will diminish. These days you will have to spend with wives other than Rohini. And one day you will be without any wife. You will have to stay like Brahmachari. No moon day. Then 15 days you will again increase. And full moon day you will be with Rohini. So when Lord Shiva saved Soma, that was on the 5th day. So therefore that moon which is on his head is on the 5th, that is the 5th day. Sanatan Goswami says in Hari Bhakti Vilas, and Gopal Bhatt Goswami also says, that from this Som which is located on Lord Shiva's head, this Som Ras flows. So this Som Ras is not available to ordinary human beings. It is available only to inhabitants who are higher than human beings. Especially those who are ghosts, Pishach. They don't get any food from anywhere. So very mercifully, Lord Shiva makes some Soma juice available to them. That too only once in a day, in the evening. Therefore Sanatan Goswami says in Hari Bhakti Vilas, when you perform a circumambulation of Lord Shiva, you should perform only half circumambulation. You should never perform full circumambulation of Lord Shiva. This is what Sanatan Goswami says in Hari Bhakti Vilas. A Vaishnava should perform circumambulation of Lord Shiva, but half circumambulation. And then one should return back. Because at that place, there is Som Sutra, the flow of Som. And in the evening, all the ghosts are waiting for Som Ras. And just like nobody will like if somebody crosses your prasadam plate. Okay? So nobody will like it. Somebody walks over your prasadam plate. So no, the ghosts don't like it if you walk over their eatables. Therefore, Sanatan Goswami says, Soma Sutram na langayet. One should never cross the Som Sutra while performing Pradakshina or while performing circumambulation of Lord Shiva. There are more glories to Lord Shiva. unlimited glories. So much that many places in the Bhagavatam, Srila Sukadeva Goswami refers to him as Bhagavan. Srila Prabhupada explains that this is because he is the Lord of the material world. He is the Guna Avatar of Lord Vishnu. Lord Shiva especially is the composer of tantras. In Vedic literature, there are two main types of literature. One is known as the main Vedas, they are known as Nigam. And one is known as Tantras, they are known as Agam. So, Nigam and Agam, these are the two main types of literatures. Vaishnavas also follow Tantras. Vaishnavas also follow Agams. Because the Tantras are also a part of the Vedas. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna says to Uddhav, Nana Tantra Vidhanena Kalavapi Tathashrano. In Kali Yuga, I will be worshipped according to the Tantras. Sridhar Swami writes in the commentary there, Vedic path is not very strong in Kali Yuga. Therefore, there is no other choice. One has to take to the path of the Tantras in Kali Yuga. And the main speaker of the Tantras is Lord Shiva. For those who cannot worship the Lord in the Vedic way, because according to the Smart Brahman tradition, anybody who is not born in a family of Brahmins, he cannot touch the deity. For such personalities, that they also should be able to worship the Lord, they also should be able to perform archan, pujan of the deity. Very mercifully, Lord Shiva gave the Tantras or Agam. In Hari Bhakti Vilas, so many of the Tantras that have been written by Lord Shiva or spoken by Lord Shiva have been included. Rudra Yamal, then Sammohan Tantra, Trailokya Sammohan Tantra, so many other Tantras spoken by Lord Shiva, they have been included in Hari Bhakti Vilas by Srila Gopal Bhatt Goswami. And it is because of the mercy of Lord Shiva that this path of the Tantras, which allows everybody, Shudras, Vaishyas, all fallen souls of Kali Yuga, everybody to worship the Lord. Including women are allowed. Traditionally women are not allowed to perform any Vedic sacrifice. As I said previously, Lord Shiva is also the great purifier. He keeps the path of Vaishnavism very pure. Those souls who are envious of Lord Vishnu, for them Lord Shiva manifests many philosophies. And by following such philosophies, gradually their desire of becoming envious of Lord Vishnu is satisfied. And such people still stay within the Vedic path. Do not become atheists. Shankaram Loka Shankaram. This Lord Shiva, when he came to this material world, he came as Shankaram, Adi Shankaracharya. And as Adi Shankaracharya, he gave this philosophy of Mayavad. And those who are envious of the personal form of Lord Vishnu, they immediately took to this. Actually, if Adi Shankaracharya would not have been there, they would have preferred to become Buddhists. But because Adi Shankaracharya covered this Buddhism in a sort of Vedic way and presented it to them, therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Prachanna Bauddha. This Mayavadi is nothing but a covered Buddhist. And Buddhist is nothing but a covered atheist. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's opinion. Bauddha Haila Nastik. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's opinion. So Lord Shiva manifests many philosophies in order to deviate those who are envious of Lord Vishnu. Not only that, Lord Vishnu also manifests many philosophies to deviate those who are envious of Lord Shiva and other demigods. Rishabdev, Dattatreya, philosophies that have come from these personalities, Jiva Goswami says they have deviated people. In Bhakti Sandarbh he says, Dattatreya Rishabhadinam, Lord Vishnu, he also cheats. When he wants to cheat some envious soul, then he will make him attracted to the philosophy of Rishabdev, of Dattatreya. This way they will lose their real self-interest. But at least they will remain on the Vedic path. That will be their benefit. And Bahunam Janmanam Ante Gyanvan Mam Prapadyate Vasudevam Sarvamiti Samatma Sudurlabha. After many births, such a person may realize that Lord Vasudev is the source of everything. He is within everything, and everything is within him. And may realize the personal form of Lord Vasudev and become a devotee. Such a Mahatma is very rare. So Lord Shiva manifested so many philosophies in Kali Yuga. To deviate envious souls. Mayavad is one such philosophy. The Acharyas also say that mainly philosophies which are related to this Hatha Yoga, they are also deviated philosophies. Example is Nath Sampradaya. This philosophy has come from Lord Shiva, mainly prevalent in Kashmir and Maharashtra. And mainly they claim themselves to be mystic yogis. And the ultimate statement is Shivoham. I am Lord Shiva. Pashabaddha haye jiv, Pashmukta sadashiv. When living entity is entrapped, when Lord Shiva is entrapped, he is Jiva. When he is free, he is Sadashiva. This is philosophy. So Acharya says this deviated philosophy. Because Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Mamai Vamsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Jiva is eternal fragment of me. It's not that sometimes he is fragment and sometimes he is not a fragment. The Jiva is eternally fragmented, eternally separate portion from me. So question is asked that those who are followers of Lord Vishnu, how should they view Lord Shiva? The answer is that all Vaishnavas should view Lord Shiva as a guna avatar of Lord Hari. He is non-different from Lord Hari, yet he is different. Example given in the Brahma Samhita. Shiram yatha dadivikar vishesha yogat. Just as milk transforms into curd, special circumstances. Similarly, Lord Hari transforms himself and becomes Lord Shiva. Doesn't have all the qualities of Lord Hari. Rupa Goswami says Lord Shiva has certain qualities of Lord Hari. But dadi vikaram, the word is used vikar, irreversible transformation. Lord Vishnu never interacts directly with the material world. Never Lord Vishnu interacts directly with the material world. He never touches the material prakriti or maya. But in his form as Lord Shiva, he interacts directly with the material world. Therefore, vikar, transformation. Lord Vishnu, who otherwise would have never touched material, never touches material world, but he is in full contact with the material world as Lord Shiva. But Vaishnavas never go very deep into the philosophies propagated by Lord Shiva. Never they go very deep. Why? Srila Sanatana Goswami says in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Srila Jiva Goswami also says. In fourth canto, especially in the second chapter, this big sacrifice of Daksha and the frustration which was caused at that sacrifice is mentioned. And this big cycle of curse and counter curse is mentioned. And amongst that curse and counter curse, Bhrigu cursed Lord Shiva. Bhrigu Muni cursed Lord Shiva.
Bhavavrata dharayecha yechatan samanuvrata pashandinaste bhavantu Shatshastra Paripanthina.
Anyone who will become exclusively dedicated to Lord Shiva, forgetting Lord Vishnu, they will become deviated. My curse, Bhrigu says, this is my curse on you. Anybody who tries to follow you very dedicatedly, they have my curse. They will quickly become deviated. So we are in a position of duality. Lord Shiva is there, and how do we interact with him? How do we pray to him? So Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, so very, very wonderful that Lord Shiva has manifested in the form of Gopeshwar Mahadev in Vrindavan. Wherever we go, we see Lord Shiva, we see him as Gopeshwar Mahadev. Because he is always residing near a temple of Lord Krishna. Wherever there is a temple of Sri Sri Radha Krishna, that place is Vrindavan. One time one devotee told me that Radha Raj Bihari is Dwarka. So I asked him,
Was Ras dance ever enjoyed in Dwarka? Never it was that Ras dance was ever enjoyed in Dwarka. He is Ras Bihari. No matter how opulent he is the Lord of Vrindavan. We will give him all opulence, but for us he is the Lord of Vrindavan. Because he is Ras Bihari. And Lord Shiva manifests for the Vaishnavas as Gopeshwar Mahadev. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur prays,
Vrindavanava Nipate Jaya Soma Soma Maule Sanandana Sanatana Naradedya Gopeshwara Vrajavilasi Yugangri Padme Pritim Prayachcha Nirupadhi Namo Namaste. Vrindavanava Nipate, O Lord of Vrindavan Forest, O Protector of Vrindavan Forest, Lord Shiva, Jaya Soma, all glories to you, Soma. Soma means you are always with Uma. You are never separated from your wife. Lord Krishna, at least he experiences separation from wife when he goes to Hastinapur. He experiences separation. But Lord Shiva never separated from his wife. After Sati, nobody dared to separate him from his wife. After the incident of Sati, nobody dared to separate him from his wife. Jaya Soma Soma Maule. Jaya Soma Mauli. O Chandra Mauli, you are keeping the moon crescent on your head. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Maule Sanandana Sanatana Naradedya. You are worshipped by Sanandan, Sanatan, Narad. Gopishwara, O Gopishwar, Vrajavilasi Yugangri Padme. These Radha and Krishna, they are Vrajavilasi, they are enjoying in Vraja. Yuga, they are two people. Padme, they are Angri Padme, unto their lotus feet. Pritim Prayachcha Nirupadhi. Give me pure, uncontaminated love. Namo Namaste. I offer my repeated obeisances unto you. So this is how we should, as Vaishnavas, we should pray. We are a very faithful servant of Lord Krishna. Wherever Lord Krishna manifests, he will come. When Lord Krishna manifested in Vrindavan, he appeared as Gopeshwar Mahadev. Whenever Lord Krishna appeared in Jagannath Puri, he manifested as Bhuvaneshwar, Lingaraj, in Bhuvaneshwar. And when Lord Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came beforehand to welcome him as Sri Advaita Acharya. So he is always there welcoming Lord Krishna in his abode. And when Lord Krishna has manifested in Radha Ras Bihari, he has manifested as Sri Mukteshwar Mahadev. So always we should pray that Lord Shiva may have his mercy on us. And on the Shivaratri day we should pray to him that, O Lord Shiva, kindly bestow pure love of Lord Krishna. Otherwise we have no desires in this material world. When he'll be satisfied, and he's satisfied pretty quickly, then our path to progress will be swift and easy. So we'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki Nitai Gaur Premanande. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Yes. Yes, question. Yes, Prabhuji. Mike.
Hare Krishna. Acha Prabhuji, you mentioned that according to the blessings of Lord Shiva, moon will remain with Rohini only on the day of Purnima. But we don't see like that. Every Purnima is in different nakshatra. It is one doubt. Maybe astronomical doubt, but
the thing is that it is mentioned in this particular incident is mentioned in Mahabharata and in Brihannaradiya Puran. It says there that moon doesn't stay with that nakshatra, but he stays in the company of one of his wives. So that is what it says. It doesn't say that moon will align with certain nakshatra. It only says that he will stay, he will have the company of one of his wives. And the most dear wife for the moon is Rohini. And Rohini is therefore considered as the most auspicious nakshatra. Somebody who is born in Rohini nakshatra, considered as most auspicious person.
Okay, Prabhu, another, this is not related with the class, but our saint Jnaneshwar, who is famous in Maharashtra, he is also in Nath Sampradaya, right?
Right.
Okay.
You know, he has some teachings from Nath Sampradaya, and in general at that time in India, this impersonal philosophy propagated by Adi Shankaracharya was very dominating. So there are many traces of such philosophy are found in his writings. What is Mayavad? Mayavad means to consider the name, form, pastimes and anything connected to the Lord as within Maya or material. This is first symptom of Mayavad. And second symptom of Mayavad is that anybody who is propagating Mayavad, they will try to equate the living entity with the Supreme Lord. Two easy ways to identify Mayavad. First, they will make the glories of the Lord appear to be material. And second, they will equate the living entity with the Supreme Lord. These are ways to identify Mayavad. Anybody else? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Yeah. Most people, they ask the question that why there is a Linga Puja, why not a deity like Krishna and Ram, we worship deity form, but instead of deity form, they worship Linga. So why it is so? Why not a deity form of Shiva worship?
Actually, recently in many temples I have seen deities also, but traditional worship is Ling Puja. Lord Shiva is Bhuvaneshwar, or he is the master of material creation. As I said, he directly interacts with material nature. And material nature is based on interaction of male and female. And in many shastras it is given that to worship Shivalinga means to worship Lord Shiva in his original glory, because he is the creator of the material world. Some modern scholars, especially Western Indologists, they consider Linga to be like the ordinary genitals of human beings, which is very offensive concept. This Ling is a representative principle of material creation. And therefore, those who are worshipping Lord Shiva, especially they worship this principle of material creation. Oh Lord Shiva, oh great creator of this material world,
we offer obeisances unto you. So this is the principle behind it. But many people try to degrade it by comparing it to ordinary mundane sex life, which is a degraded concept of understanding Shivalinga. So one who wants to understand, they should understand from a person who has undergone training in Vedic literature. Because there are many details and it will not be feasible to speak all of them here. So I will just say that it is signifying the principle of material creation, and therefore we worship Lord Shiva like that. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Prabhuji, you said in the curse of Daksha to Soma, that Daksha gave curse that Soma will become a dark
planet.
Person. And then later on Shiva reduced the curse of how it will, he will increase from 15 days and then decrease. And you said on the fifth day, that was the fifth day when Lord Shiva reduced the curse.
Ha.
And that's why we see fifth day
personified
on his head.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when he approached the Lord Shiva, he was a dark person.
For four days he was dark. Okay. Then because he was not very happy with that condition, he approached Lord Shiva on the fifth day.
Okay.
And Lord Shiva said, okay, I'll do that. So moon reduces, that is called as waning, and increases, it is called as waxing.
So that 4 days he was in dark condition. And then directly fifth day he appeared like
appeared, approached. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, you mentioned about these tantras, that Lord Shiva has given those tantras which allows people in general of Kali Yuga to worship Lord Krishna indirectly. So, can you give some hint how it is done, like how can we perceive it? Like where women, sudras and all those were not allowed, outcast,
right,
to follow Vedic scriptures, right, they are worshipping by following tantras.
Right. So actually Srila Prabhupada has mentioned in many lectures that for worshipping the Lord there are two vidhis. One is the Vedic vidhi and one is the Pancharatrik vidhi. So all worship which is done in our society, ISKCON, mainly is done according to Pancharatrik Vidhi. In ISKCON, we are, Prabhupada as used to say, we are creating Brahmanas. But according to the smart Brahmanas, Brahmana cannot be created. Brahmana is born. This is traditional, I am speaking traditional understanding. But Lord Shiva, out of his mercy, if you go to any temple which is controlled by the smart brahmanas, they will not allow a shudra or a lady to do the worship. They will not allow. But if they come to our society and they follow Hari Bhakti, because we follow Hari Bhakti Vilas, in Hari Bhakti Vilas it is given that when shudra is given Vaishnava initiation, he becomes a dvija. And he gets all the functions of dvija. And that includes the function of performing archan or touching the deity. So big, in the time of Sanatana Goswami and before that, it's a big subject of debate. How can Shudra be allowed to touch the deity? So Sanatana Goswami solves that, Gopal Bhatt Goswami solves that in Hari Bhakti Vilas. He gives one verse. I think it is Hari Bhakti Vilas 5.454, 455.
He says, Ato nishedakam yadyad vachanam shruyate sphutam avaishnava param tattad nishedam tat vidim, something like that. Avaishnava param. So whatever restrictions are given in the shastras, they are applicable only to non-Vaishnavas. He gives the... So problem is solved for the Vaishnavas. Whatever restriction is, Shudra cannot worship. Accepted. But doesn't apply for Vaishnava. Sanatana Goswami gives big purport to that verse in Hari Bhakti Vilas. He quotes that verse. Yanna madeya shravananu kirtanad yat pravvanad smaranad apikvachit shadopi sadya savanaya kalpate kutaha punaste bhagavan udarshanat. Those who are chanting your names, O Lord Hari, even if he is dog eater, he is eligible to perform Som Yajna. This is Bhagavatam 3.33.6. Bhagavatam is speaking like that. You can refer to that. 3.33.6. Dog eater who is chanting the names of Lord Hari, he is eligible to perform Vedic sacrifice. Some Vaishnava acharyas say that after the dog eater is initiated. Give one, okay. Not while he is eating dog in one hand, okay, not. After he has undergone Vaishnava initiation. There is some small footnote, okay. Because after initiation he is fixed in the chanting of the names of Lord Hari. Such a person, he is eligible to perform Vedic sacrifices. And the topmost among Vedic sacrifices is the Som Yajna, Savana. So he is eligible to perform that. Why? Next verse 3.33.7 gives. Aho bata shabachoto gariyan yajivagre vartate namatubhyam te pustapuste bahushasnurarya brahmanu churnam grinanti yete. They have already performed all Vedic sacrifices, all sacrifices in the past. Therefore they have got the faith that Lord Hari's name is the topmost. Therefore who can stop them in this life from performing sacrifices if they want to? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says they can perform Vedic sacrifices. But seeing that general society is averse to such concepts, Vaishnavas generally stay away from Vedic sacrifice. Generally they stay away, so as not to disturb the society. Otherwise they have complete rights. And those who say that they don't have complete rights, they are overstretching their imagination. That is what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says. Overstretching their imagination.
One question, like little more clarification, like Lord Krishna says that this Chaturvarna is guna according to guna and karma. So this general conception which is there in Smart Brahmana that this Vedic sacrifice or those who are Brahmanas, they are supposed to be by birth.
Right.
This is mentioned somewhere in scriptures or this is like misconception?
Smart Brahmana says that I am giving argument from their point of view. Smart Brahmana say, okay, guna karma vibhagasya. But this guna and karma, they come from previous life. I am giving an argument from their point of view. Second is that when Krishna says, Sriya Shudras Tatha Vaishyas, Tepi Yanti Param Gatim, when Krishna says that ladies are also included in the category of those who are not qualified. So ladies, you can't change the birth. Can you change the birth? You can't change. So similarly, you can't change the birth. If you are born as a Shudra, you remain Shudra. Just like if you are born as a lady, you have to remain lady, woman, you have to remain woman. Can you change that and say, no, I will become man? So that is not allowed. Similarly, they say, when Lord Krishna says in the scriptures, then he is speaking according to birth. But Vaishnavas say, no, not for the devotee. No, but if you, even as a devotee, if you are doing it, you will be a sinful person. All right. Sarva dharman parityajam mam ekam charanam braja. Aham Tvam Sarva Pape Bhyo Moksha Ishyami Mashucha. Okay.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Okay. One question. Like you said that when Mayavadis and Buddhists, they both are not in Vedic, no, they both are Mayavadis as according to Mahaprabhu. Then how can the Mayavadis be in Vedic line?
Mayavadis are in Vedic line, Buddhists are not in Vedic line. But both are covered atheists. This is the opinion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because,
can be in Vedic line.
Yeah, there are many philosophies which are atheistic and yet considered to be in Vedic line. For example, atheist Kapil or Nyaya Gautam. So they are considered to be within six systems of Isme, Patanjali, Yog Darshan. So many consider them to be Vedic. But ultimately they are not taking you to Lord Krishna. So they are semi-atheistic and Buddhism is fully atheistic.
Prabhu, Hare Krishna. See, devotees who are practicing Krishna consciousness, they are so much attached and devoted to Krishna that they may not have taste for worshipping any other god. So not worshipping Shiva, will that amount an offense?
To stay neutral is never an offense. To stay neutral is never an offense. But it's very difficult to stay unbiased in this material world. Very difficult to stay unbiased. So better to be favorable rather than be unfavorable. That is the general line of thought. Srila Gopal Bhatt Goswami says, Yadyap anavashyakam. It is not compulsory that everybody should do something on Shivratri. But still the due respect should be there. This is clarified. Due respect should be there. While chanting the offenses to the holy names, the second offense is Shivasya Shri Vishnur Ya iha guna nama adi sakalam dhiya bhinnam pashyet sa khalu hari nama hitakaraha. Shivasya Shri Vishnur, between Lord Shiva and Lord Shri Vishnu, guna nama adi sakalam, these name, form, pastimes, dhiya bhinnam, one who sees with a separatist mentality, sa hari nama hitakaraha, he does disservice to Harinam. I don't know how it is translated here. Some people translate dhiya abhinnam. And then they translate that one who sees Lord Shiva as equal to Lord Vishnu, he is an offender. This is not the translation given by Srila Sanatana Goswami. I should fold my hands and say here. Sanatana Goswami says dhiya abhinnam. One who sees Lord Shiva as a separate god, and Lord Vishnu as a separate god, and with this separatist mentality one views Lord Shiva, he is an offender to the holy name. But I don't know, I think that when we are translating, we have translated it as dhiya abhinnam. One who considers Lord Shiva to be equal to Lord Vishnu is an offender. He is equal, yet he is not equal. On certain level he is equal, certain level he is not equal. So on that certain level where he is equal, we should give that due respect. He is equal because he is guna avatar of Lord Vishnu. And that due respect should be given. We should not look upon him as one living entity, just like a demigod, sir. All the other demigods, they are living entities, not Lord Shiva. So, samay hai Prabhu? Okay. One last question is, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Only one comment. The 10 offenses which are chanted in the temple in the morning, those are taken from nectar of devotion.
Okay.
That is the comment.
Oh, achha, okay.
Not the comment on your statements.
Okay,
but
sure. Okay. So, we'll end here. Okay. Kindly excuse if any mistakes. And I thank Asim Krishna Prabhu for giving me this opportunity. Srila Prabhupada ki Nitai Gaur Premanande.